if we were checking a pulse, we'd use our index finger and middle finger, and it's just by the side of the thumb. It's between the bone and the edge of the wrist, and we're just feeling for the beating there, for a strong beat, and making sure that it's regular. We need to be doing this for 1 minute.
You could spend the next 60 seconds listening to that clock. But let's face it, that would be a little bit dull. So in the meantime, I've been speaking to Dr. Indira Natarajan, and he's been telling me why it's so important.
In our organisation, we see around 1,000 plus strokes. And we know from the national statistics that 20% of all our strokes are caused by irregular rhythm called atrial fibrillation. When you have an irregular rhythm, there is a possibility of a clot forming in the heart, moves out into the brain and causes a stroke. We have advanced care in stroke care in the last 10 years. We've invested in looking after people after they've had a stroke. But I think now is the time to prevent these strokes in the first instance.
And the older you get, the greater the risk.
So if we have around 20 to 25% of the population who are at risk of having a stroke, we feel that it is very important that we try to address this issue by encouraging people over the age of 55, but particularly people who are more than 65 who are at risk, particularly like having heart disease, diabetes, hypertension. These are the group of people, if they have an irregular rhythm and if they have atrial fibrillation, they're at a high risk of having a stroke.
If you think there could be a problem, then you need to go and see your GP. If they are concerned, then the hospital will then work out the likelihood of you having a stroke. You could also be given blood thinners to reduce the risk, because as Jody says, the consequences can be devastating.
When the clot forms in the heart, the clots tend to be quite big. So when they go into the brain, they block the major vessels, and that's what causes the severe debilitating strokes. And that impacts both on the patient significantly, the carer burden, and on the hospital as well.
Although there are some things we can do for ourselves.
We need to be more health conscious. If we smoke, we need to stop. We need to make sure that we're visiting our GP regularly every 6 months for regular health checks. And as we're talking about atrial fibrillation, we need to check our pulse and make sure it's okay, not irregular.
Speaking of which...
That's 1 minute there, 66 beats per minute, so it's nice and regular.
Nice and regular. So I'm all right then for the moment?
You're fine.